Elvis Presley, let's talk about him for some time. When did all this start to happen for him? Childhood?
Well, it actually started at birth. The amazing thing that I found out, and this is according to Vernon Presley, his father, who's since passed on, but Vernon Presley claimed that there was a strange blue light that was seen by both himself and the attending physician in a small two-room shack in Tupelo, Mississippi, at the exact moment when Elvis came into this world, perhaps from another one.
Well, when this blue light appeared, I mean, did it give him any special powers as a little kid, or
well, what? I don't know about that. Well, there does seem to be a definite connection, because the next thing you know, when he's about 8, 9 years old, he has communication apparently with two cosmic beings of light, who show him what his future will be like, and what he will be doing in the future. Of course, as a little kid, he doesn't know what he's looking at, and it's actually him. It's a man in a jumpsuit on stage, presumably in Vegas, performing.
Well, the music of Presley never reflected his beliefs, or did it?
In a sense, it did. Not in terms of using,
It wasn't obvious, right?
But in terms of the spirituality aspect, which he had, you know, he felt that UFOs were messengers from God, and he certainly was into the gospel thing very strong. In fact, he won Grammys for some of his gospel albums.
Did some of these beliefs push his career?
No, actually, the concern on the part of Colonel Tom Parker, his manager, was that Elvis, particularly toward the end of his career, was getting on this New Age kick, and that would be harmful to his career. He wanted him simply to focus on making these rather mediocre movies at times, and as well as on his record making and his live performances. And so much so that he actually ordered, Elvis had with him all the time, a library of about 300 metaphysical books that a guy by the name of Larry Geller, who was a spiritual advisor, who had a profound impact on Elvis and whom I've spoken to, had arranged for him to get. And at the end of this period of Elvis being so active with New Age subjects, he was asked, Colonel Parker had the books burned.
I didn't know he had a spiritual advisor.
He did, and actually, and the man who was a spiritual advisor was, they met on the set of a movie. Actually, he was a hairstylist. He was Elvis's hairstylist, and he was with him for a very, very long period until Colonel Parker fired him. And this was what got Elvis all stirred up on subjects like pyramids and UFOs and aliens and all of these things.
Well, Geller did a good job with Elvis's hair, so I assume Elvis probably figured he knew everything.
Well, maybe so. I don't know, but actually, Geller's hair was very similar to Elvis. There's a picture of Elvis and Larry Geller and Colonel Parker in my book.
I never heard Elvis try to force these beliefs on anybody, ever.
No, he didn't. In fact, quite the contrary. But he did find that he had some special powers that apparently came to him as a result of his contact with these beings of light when he was a child. And he developed them in such a way that he was able to, for example, make clouds move in the sky. He also found, and this is of particular use, he found that he had the ability of hands-on healing, faith healing. And he engaged in it often, and so much so that he became known for it among a small circle of individuals, and a lot of people sought him out, even at Graceland, for him to help.
Is Elvis in this belief that he had of UFOs, did he carry this thing to his grave, Michael? I mean, did this follow him throughout his career, or did it stop at a certain point?
No, it seems to have followed him pretty much throughout his career. I don't know quite how many sightings he had, but I discuss about in quite a bit of detail about I would say about 4 or 5 different sightings that he had. I mean, outside of a recording studio in Los Angeles, at his various places of residence. No, this is something that was a recurring thing. Even at Graceland, UFOs showed themselves. And this is the kicker. Finally, after he died, and of course he's buried in the meditation garden in Graceland, UFOs reportedly were seen over his gravesite.
Are you going to be kidding?
No, they were. I talk about them in Alien Rock, the Rock and Roll Extraterrestrial Connection, and they were seen. They were seen coming down fairly low, actually, above his resting place.
You tell a story in the beginning of the book about one of Elvis's earliest encounters. Would you tell us about this? This was out there in the desert.
Well, there was an encounter in the desert in which he felt the sensation of his hair almost standing on end, and he also had sort of a prickly feel on his skin. And he was with a bunch of his people, and it was real hot, of course, and they saw this flying saucer. And his bodyguard, this guy by the name of Lamar Fisk, actually hit the ground, and there was concern whether he was still alive or not. And apparently it just passed out by the sight of it. But there was some concern, actually, whether this was an abduction that was about to happen, Elvis was going to be abducted.
He said it was like cigar-shaped.
Yes, it was cigar-shaped, and I believe there were portholes seen.
The desert portion of where he saw this, anything specific in terms of where exactly?
No, we don't have the exact location.
Yeah, I wonder if he was out there by Area 51 out there in Nevada.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you know, you did go to Vegas a lot.
Yes, that's true, so, for sure.
Now, of all the rock and roll stars, Michael, that you investigated in this phenomena, which one had it the most? Was it Elvis, or were there others?
Well, you know, when you say he had it the most, it's true. That's very interesting, that question, because Elvis, of course, being the guy who popularized the rock and roll, being the king of rock and roll, and the period in which, you know, in which he was alive and functioning as a major superstar, happens to correspond with the, you know, the modern era, really, of ufology. Happens to be a pivotal point, launching pad for the rest of what's followed, which is involvement of the subject by members of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and then from there, of course, David Bowie, Jimi Hendrix, and then many, many others who I also discuss in the book.